Okay. Okay, a diary. I forgot what to say. Yeah. Today the little inner voice spoke. And trying to, as it seems, helping me to unwind, to relax, to just accept myself and all of that, but kind of reminding me that, yeah, I mean, it takes a while to wind down from a stressful ongoing situation, and I guess the longer you have been in a certain state of stress, the more you get used to it and you don't even notice it, right? It becomes ordinary life. But then your mind and body and so on, your system always needs to work a bit extra there underneath. You can feel it, maybe the pulse or the this and the that, or the tension and the muscles or the ache in the back, you know, all these kind of things, the high blood pressure or an anxiety or even a depression. I think that I'm getting more and more convinced that much of the problems we have today in the Western society is because of stress. Which also tears upon our relationships. Because you have two or more people who are under such stress, and of course they are not then in balance, in harmony, and that means, of course, that the relationships will also be, tend to be unbalanced and disharmonious, so we can just go on and on. So I'm seeing it more and more that way, that it's really important. And now when I retired, which I did by New Year, I can feel that. I mean, I was under not extreme stress, but still. I mean, 67 years old, having two 18-year-old sons, 50% time at home, divorced. Working full-time, then losing that job, and all these arrangements, helping the guys, driving lessons, and all these dad responsibilities. But now, as the major one, the job, disappeared almost, can really relax and lower that stress level. And it's also then important that that stress propeller, which doesn't have any power anymore, is allowed to just slow down and eventually even stop without me fueling it by some habitual patterns, thought, or behavior that keeps me on that stress level. It's funny, human psychology, right?